Et maintenant, un bon bois de casque.
Bien. Et bien voilà, d'autres petites idées pour le futur, à quoi on peut s'attendre?
Eh bien, une autre idée, parce que je vois un homme, un grand homme vert qui vient d'arriver. C'est notre prochain jeu qu'on fait avec aussi un grand nom. Enfin, ils sont trois sur le sur la boîte. Donc, c'est Friedman Fries, l'homme de Funkenschlag et l'homme vert. Marcel-André Cassola-Merkel et Andrea Meyer. Mais for the rest of the interview, we'll do it in English.
Yes, yes, let's switch to English. Yeah. Come on, man. Hey, Friedman, how you doing? Okay. So, hi, Friedman.
Hello.
So, this is the voice of Friedman Fries. How can we meet you on different box on in a shop? Okay, I've got plenty of boxes. And this is a Friedman Fries.
Yeah, often you find me in green boxes. Not always, because the corporate thing is the green box for the games coming from my own company. And if there is a game at another company, the company decides which color it is. The box is it.
So you're acting like an editor, a distributor, an author, and maybe you can dance also?
Yes, I can dance also, yes, of course I can, yes. Yeah, but not so good.
So for the other activities?
For the other activities, yes, I do think I'll do my job in a way good.
Okay, thank you very much. That was a good question. Okay, anyway. Okay, Thomas spoke about Funkenschlag. I've got a game, and the name is the La Crypte de la Créature.
Yeah.
What kind of other games could you describe to the audience?
Yeah, I made the La Crypte de la Créature. It's this monster game where you have to run away from a monster and get out of his pit in a way, and who will be the first out will win. Of course, there is a game called Filou, which is new by now, and which is a little poker style cat in a sack buying game where you buy a cat in a sack, or as you know the expression in France, I know there's something similar. So you buy something, you really don't know what's in there, so you're surprised what's in there, and of course there is something coming on.
Parce que pendant l'interview, on a Thomas et Cédric qui sortent une boîte de leur petite valise. And what's the strange box?
Is this strange box there?
Yeah, this one. Yeah.
Can I say the name and
anything? Yeah, because everything.
You can say everything. Yeah, because
not everything.
Not everything. Do not try to dance on the table, please.
I should stop.
No. You're not dancing now.
Nobody sees that. It's just an interview, not a camera thing. It's just
okay.
That I hear dancing on the table, huh? Naked, of course. No. Not now. It's just getting.
It's just the air is on. Also green.
Yeah, all the hair, all over the body. Okay, Tadam. Yeah, Tadam will be the game with these crazy, strange, whatever Belgium guys.
Belgium is enough.
Belgium is enough, yeah. And a lot of fun for that game based on the Monster Mahler game where you have to draw things. And it is about two-person drawing the same object, person, whatever. And you don't know what the other has drawn. So, yeah, the things coming out of this process are really funny and sometimes not really easy to remember what this could be. But the others have to guess what's happening and what's been drawn, because you only get points if the others find out what you have drawn. And yeah, it's not that good to draw something that nobody can see what's happening in that.
Ok, juste pour switcher en français, l'histoire de ce jeu-là alors, l'association entre Repos et Friedman.
Donc le principe en fait, c'est que Monster Mahler nous avait bien plu sur le principe, donc il est sorti en Allemagne sous la forme d'un petit carnet, et nous on l'a joué, on a directement aimé, donc on a voulu acheter les droits pour en faire une version un petit peu différente, encore avec du guacamole. Donc le principe reste le même. Les joueurs vont chacun dessiner une partie de choses sans savoir ce que l'autre a dessiné. Et les autres joueurs vont devoir deviner ce qui a été fait. L'idée de base, en fait, c'est que... Tadam est au Pictionary, ce que Bonne Question est au Trivial Pursuit. C'est vraiment reprendre une idée classique, mais vraiment y apporter de la fraîcheur et du renouveau. Dans Tadam, les joueurs vont tous dessiner en même temps et tous trouver en même temps. Il n'y a pas de plateau, il n'y a pas de tour de jeu. Tout le monde, comme chez nous, comme dans Time's Up, comme dans Cash and Guns, tout le monde joue en même temps.
Et on dessine sur la nappe ?
On peut dessiner sur la nappe, mais vaut mieux dessiner sur les plaquettes. Donc dans le jeu, c'est un jeu pour 4 à 9 joueurs. Il y a des petites ardoises sur lesquelles les joueurs vont pouvoir dessiner. Donc les ardoises ont deux petites fenêtres. Au début de chaque tour, vous ouvrez la fenêtre de droite et vous dessinez, par exemple, une moitié de guitare. Je referme après un certain temps et je passe l'ardoise au Mexicain à ma gauche, qui est Cédric, qui ouvre la partie gauche.
Et moi, je vais regarder la carte qu'il m'a donnée. Je vois que je dois dessiner une guitare, mais je ne sais pas ce que lui a dessiné. Donc je ne sais pas s'il a dessiné de haut en bas, de gauche à droite, horizontalement, verticalement. Donc je vais essayer de dessiner une guitare. Et
une
demi-guitare, bien sûr. Tous les joueurs font la même chose, parce que, comme Thomas l'a dit, c'est un jeu où on joue tous en même temps, il n'y a pas de temps mort. Et une fois que tout le monde va avoir fini de dessiner, on va prendre sa plaquette et on va l'ouvrir d'un geste magistral, d'où le tadam, en montrant aux autres joueurs notre œuvre commune, que nous-mêmes nous allons découvrir en même temps. Et après que les joueurs aient répondu une poêle à frire, un œuf au plat, un éléphant, ma belle-mère, et quelqu'un va peut-être répondre une guitare, tant mieux, dans ce cas-là, il marque des points, et nous aussi. Donc vraiment un party game, jeu pour la famille, un bon moment en perspective.
Ok, thank you. So, how did you come to do this game with Repo? Repo.
Repo's
production.
Repo's production. Yeah. These guys just looked at the game and said, "Okay, it's a good game." And as we know, they wanted to do that. And then they asked us, and we just. Found together
an agreement.
Agreement, and now we're
agreement.
Yes, and now I'm very happy with what the guys are doing on that. So I'm really looking forward for the game to be out. So yeah, I'm happy.
We too.
And it is I do think a very important part about it is a lot of people say if they have to play a game where you have to draw something, oh, I can't draw. Yes, but I can't draw. It's just a fun game, and it is okay because you can you're totally free what you draw, and you can draw things you really they are helpful. So if you have to draw some kind of persons like George W. Bush or so, then you can have a...
No.
You can draw him. It's not that you like him. It's just...
it's not on a card.
Huh?
It's not on a card.
It's not on a card, I don't know.
It's on a card.
It's on a card.
He's
on a card, yeah.
I can't wait.
So, yeah. So you can just choose to draw a flag and a White House or some bombs or whatever you have in mind with this person.
Okay, thank you very much. The near future of Friedman?
The future, my future.
Not tonight, just in terms of game publication. No?
okay. It's not so interesting part. Okay. the game future, yeah. It's just we are now out. The new game at Hoch is out, the Fauna game. It's a trivia game about guessing about animals. It's more a family style game, but it's always also good for the gamers because there are some little tiny mechanics in there which you have only you can make guesses, but you have only a limited number of guesses, and you have to look where the guesses to put on, and if some spot where you can get guesses already somebody else in, then it's blocked, so you have to look where you block for the others. And so there are some tiny little rules in there which makes it interesting for the gamers, but on the other hand it is easy enough for the families. So it is some kind of good game for this company Hoof, so I'm happy with that. And of course there are other things going on, but normally I'm not in Nuremberg, I'm not really sure what to do next. So there will be a game at another company. Hopefully, it will be out for Essen. Another game never seen before. So there's another game at another company, and they're quite sure to make it. I don't know. And for my own company, I have to look what I'll do. I have some kind of four prototypes by now working on, and I don't know which one I'll take. I have to test it a lot next time, and then we'll see.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you guys. Okay, et maintenant,
allez jouer.
Allez jouer.
Allez jouer.
On va choper mon portefeuille.